Oh, well, I want to thank you today for tuning in again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and he's mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. God has a great plan. Like we said last week, he also has a backup plan. And then if that doesn't work, he's got another backup plan. Now, he has to do that because people don't always follow him. He is determined to get his will done, and he is lining people up to obey him. If they say no, he gets somebody else. If they say no, he gets somebody else. If they say no, he may get two or three people, but he will get somebody else. God, my God, has a plan and a backup plan. And there are things that he revealed that's just wonderful. Now we've been talking about end times. These are end times. You're going to see things happen in this day that you've never seen before, because the Lord is moving by his Spirit, and he's moving mightily by his Spirit. The Lord, I used to speak a word or prophecy that the Lord is, he's building up everything that's like him. And things that's not like him, he's tearing it down. Those who walk in his way are the ones he's going to use to reveal himself. Satan is an accuser. He accuses the brothers. He accuses Christians. He accuses man. He accuses God. He will come to a man and accuse God and say, God gave you these problems. And then when the man gets hard-hearted and frustrated and aggravated, he's trying to get the man to curse God. And if he can get the man to curse God, or a woman or whoever, then he'll go back and accuse that man to God and say, hey, he listened to me. He won't listen to you. And the other thing he do, he accuses man before man. He tell black people that white people don't love him. He tell white people that black people are evil or mean. He talk of every race he try to divide. Let me tell you this, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I don't have a favorite race. I love every race God made, because God didn't just make black people in his image. He didn't just make white people in his image. He didn't just make Mexican and Latino people in his image. He made all of us in his one image. So the way we talk about each other is identical to how we talk against God. Or the way we love each other is identical to how we love God. Satan divides the races with his ignorance, with his fear, with his lies. Satan is a divider and an accuser. And I don't let him accuse anybody to me. If he come to me with his lies, I say, get out of my face in Jesus' name. I don't ever buy into it, and I never will. And I hate racism. It's just, I know where it come from. It didn't come from God, because he made all of us in his image. But if he can get people distracted with something, he'll do it. That's what Satan does. Tares don't love God. Now, we're dealing with end times, but he's got me dealing with tares in this chapter of end times. This word, end times, I've been on it for about a year, and I've dealt with different aspects of it. And if you go to newlivingletters.com and go all the way back to all the broadcasts that's on that for this year, it's got different chapters of end times. And when I have time, I'm going to put the rest of 2015 on there. All of the whole thing, the whole subject of end times that I've been doing for about a year, is all of it's not on the website yet, but I'm going to get it on there. if the Lord tarries, if I have time to do it. But I believe he's coming back soon. And hopefully I get it all on there. But this chapter of End Times is dealing with tares, what God's going to do with tares. Now, he's got me, I'm doing this at his leadership. God loves Christians. He loves his people. He loves everybody. Every person in the world, he loves them. And I desire for everybody to hear the gospel so that they'll have a living chance to make it alive and go to heaven. I don't care where you come from. I don't care what race you are, what religion you are. I'm not afraid of you. I love you. And you need the gospel. Jesus is Lord. If I said anything else, I would be lying because he's been good to me. And I know he loves you. I got revelation that he loves you. And if you decide to be a tare, he still loves you. But you decided not to love him. And he's not going to ignore the fact that people, the condition that people are in. He's going to do something about it. If you are a tare, the word says he's going to bind the tares in bundles to be burned. You don't need to be a tare. You need to love God and do his word. Before you can do his word, you got to love him. It's not about fear. It's about love. Tares always harden their hearts. They decide to be a tare, so the Lord's got to do something about it. You put him in that position if you're a tare. Now, if you love God, obey him. If God tells you to do something, if the Holy Spirit prompts you to do something, go on and do it. If he used to prompt you to do something and you harden your heart and wouldn't do it, repent. Go back and start obeying what he said do. Ask him to help you do it. If it's too late for that work, start obeying him in the new works that he gives you. This is no time to harden your heart. And I don't encourage people to harden their heart, but people do it anyway. Now, last week we were talking about the parable of the sower. And it's relevant to the parable of the wheat and the tares. And verse 19 says, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understands it not, then comes the wicked one and catch away that which was sown in his heart. If a person's heart is, their heart is already hard as a brick, somebody tell them the gospel, the enemy comes immediately and try to make them mad. Try to give them anger so that they are resisted, so that they can't know what Jesus did for them. They put Jesus in a low category. The enemy is attacking. If you don't believe on Jesus and your religion taught you against him, if you keep hardening your heart, you're going to lose. Jesus already won. He loves you. He died for every soul on this planet. All of us. But it doesn't. What he did for you doesn't apply to you unless you believe it in your heart. If you reject it in your heart, you reject your future. Verse 21. Well, verse 20, but he that receives seed in the stony places, the same as he that hears the word and rejoice with joy and he receives it. Yet he has no root in himself, but dureth for a while. But when tribulation and persecution arises for the word, because of the word, by and by he's offended. By and by he's offended. This is the way people become tares. Things don't go their way. Somebody steals something from them. The enemy starts attacking them. They blame God. They go back to the world. Verse 22. He that receives seed among thorns is he that heareth the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. He becomes salt. He had the light. He wouldn't. All he could have let the light shine, but he didn't become the salt of the world. Salt that has no flavor, they use it to keep weeds from growing. That's all it's good for. If you let yourself worry and have pity parties and worry about what you don't have, that's choking the word that's supposed to give you life. And you'll become unfruitful. Verse 23, but he that receives seed into good ground is he that hears the word, understands it. He's teachable. He comes to a point where he understands it. When the Holy Spirit revealed things to him, he don't shuck it away. He learns to understand. He gains understanding of the word. And then he walks in it. And Satan can't trick him like he tricked other people. Which also beareth fruit. And he brings forth some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He that receives seed in the good ground is he that hears the word, understands it, and which also bears fruit and brings forth some 100, some 60, some 30. They bear fruit, a little bit or a lot, but they bear fruit. Good fruit. Because a good tree can't bring forth poisonous fruit. Pears don't bring forth poisonous fruit. The pears are good. Now, the ways of God is perfect. If you follow him, you're going to bear good fruit. And you're going to raise children just like you are. People learn rebellion just like they learn. We were designed by God to love him. Of our own free will. The Lord doesn't have any robots and clones. We are people that decide that we love God. We choose God out of darkness. We were born in darkness. But when we hear the word, that sincere word of God, we want it. That's what real Christians do. That's what people who love God do. Even people that are born in other religions, they're deceived, they're trained and schooled and threatened to believe these things. But when they hear the gospel and come out of that darkness, I got more respect for them than the person that was born and raised in the church and didn't get saved. If a person comes out of darkness and follows God, my hat's off to that person. They are the kind of people I want to be like. Somebody that when all the odds were against them, they still chose Christ. Those are the people I expect to see miracles happen by. I love people. I don't care where you come from. I don't care what color you are. I'm not afraid of you. I love you. That's just the way it is. And I intend to be completely true to all of God's word. That's my prayer. That's my goal. That's what I want. If I fail somewhere, it's because I didn't have enough sense to do what's better. But I can learn. Now, I'm going to read to you about a person I believe was a tear. In 3 John, it says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. And he exhorts the people and he comes on down. And then he says this. He said, I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to have the preeminence among them, receives us not. Now, John was one of the apostles that saw Christ, that walked with Christ. He was taught by Christ. And he saw him ascend into heaven. Diotrephes was a pastor that didn't want him to come around because he wanted the preeminence. That's what tares do. He said, wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds, which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words. And not content therewith, neither do he himself receive the brethren and forbid them that would come. And cast them out of the church. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil has not seen God. Demetrius has good report of all men, and one, and of the truth itself. Yea, and we also bear record, and ye know that our record is true. One man made a choice of evil. Another one made a choice to do right. Tares don't love God. And the Holy Spirit can't rest on them. The Holy Spirit can't sanction them to do anything. And whatever, you know, I read early in a few other broadcasts back that Jesus is going to say, many will come to me saying, Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name. We worked miracles in your name. We cast out devils in your name. And he's going to say, depart, I never knew you. Why? Their heart was not right. Their heart was not toward God. It was toward their lust and their fears and their worries and not toward God. They were not teachable and they didn't learn from it. But they stayed and they went to church and preached anyway. They had no love for God or his people. And their doctrine was false. And they led people wrong. And even if they worked miracles, their heart wasn't true to God. And he's gonna do something about it. But the real miracles are going to come by those who honor God. Satan can do lying wonders. He will play with you if your heart ain't right. In James, it says, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. That's the order of it. All right. The seven sons of Sceva tried to rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preached. And the demons jumped off the person that had the demon spirit and beat him up. Said, Paul, I know Jesus, I know, but who are you? Now, ministers that are not right with God and they rebuke the enemy know they ain't right with God. He'll leave and make it look like he left them. And he'll toy with them and harden their hearts some more. They'll think they right with God in their rebellion. Be a true man of God. God gave us authority. Use it. And run off the sin that's troubling you. And if the enemy come bothering you, you run him off. For real. When I run him off, he's not pretending. He's afraid. But you got to have faith in the Lord. You got to submit your life, therefore, to God. Tares don't care about God. They don't care about people. They care about their lust and entertainment. And the Lord's going to do something about it. You know, you might be starting out in ministry and you wonder what's wrong. You know something wrong, but you don't know what. Keep living. Keep doing it God's way. And some people are going to be afraid of you. They're not going to want you to come to that church. Some are going to be jealous. They're not going to want you preaching at that church. Don't worry about it. Be encouraged. Go forward. Do it God's way. And the Lord will raise you up. Keep learning. Don't be discouraged. Go forward. Do all you can. Help who you can. Preach where you can. Preach where God guides you. If the Lord warned you not to go somewhere, don't. If he guides you somewhere else, go. The Lord is sorting his people. He's binding up the tares to be in bundles to be burned. He's binding up the tares in bundles to be burned. Their hearts are going to get harder than they were. And they're going to come to the point that they'll even say they don't like God. Now, I'm out of time. But the Lord is not. These things are real. The Word of God teaches us the way we should go. And it don't be surprised. Don't worry about it. The Lord's going to do what he's supposed to do. He's going to do his word. And those that love him will love him. Those that hate him will hate him. He's getting rid of that old nasty gray area. He never liked it anyway. He'll rather for you to be hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, you get spit out. He don't want it. He don't want you if you're lukewarm. It's just like a man that loves a woman. She's beautiful. She's his type. He's crazy about her. He wants to marry her. But then he sees things he didn't know about her. She likes to run after other men. She's not to be trusted. She flirts with his best friend. Now, that's the kind of woman you're supposed to call the wedding off. God ain't going to marry somebody like that anyway. He may want to be married. The man may want to be married to her, but not under that condition. If she can get her mind right and her heart right, yeah. But as long as she have a mind to do evil like that, he is foolish to marry a woman that would do something like that. And you know it. It's one thing to be deceived, but God can't be deceived. And he's going to do something about the problem of tares. Now, I'm ministering these things because that's what the Lord told me to do, and I follow his direction. Now, I'm out of time. The Lord is not, and he will continue to teach those that love him and want to know him. Until next time, remember, I do love you, and Jesus really is our Lord.